Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, why don't you just do that? Do you need prompting? Do you need a reward? Do you need the sense that, okay, I will send you a chocolate Easter bunny? Oh, no, I have another week to go, but I'm getting there. Usually, when I give up chocolate for Lent, in the old days, I could lose like 10 pounds by doing that, which tells you that I was probably eating a bit more chocolate than was really particularly wise or healthy. But now I just substitute anything else that's not moving fast for the chocolate. I was talking with a friend about it, and he said, well, one year for Lent, he gave up beer. And that's when he switched to scotch. So, I don't know. Somehow the spirit may have been leached out of this, but we're getting there, folks. We're getting there. Today, according to Manny, now I would view this as a little bit more self-serving if today was National Emmanuel Day, but it is not.
That's right.
According to Manny, today is National Joe Day,
mm-hmm.
which I said, well, what about John or what about Mary or, you know, but no. So apparently what you're supposed to do today is enjoy a cup of Joe. Do we ever know where a cup of Joe? I know it was from, I think it was World War II, but where that actual, why coffee is called Cup of Joe? Do we know that?
I don't know. I can do a little research.
You know, see if we can find out about derivation of that.
Sure.
And so anybody whose name is Joe, male with an E, Joe without an E, Joey, Joseph, Josephine, Johanna, Joanne, Jody, or any variant of the name Joe, which I think Joy should be one, don't you?
Sure.
Joy sounds closer to Joe than Jody does, or Joanne does, or Joseph does.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it happens every year on this day. So you're supposed to do three things today. You're supposed to honor people with the name Joe. You're supposed to change your name just for the day to a name of your choice. And the name of your choice should be Joe. And females can use Josephine or Jody. Or I think Joy. I think you should be allowed to change your name to Joy just for today. So I guess when you call and Manny says, what's your name? And there has to be Joe or Joy today.
Okay, I've got what may be the origin of the term Cup of Joe.
Okay.
It sounds like it's a Navy thing.
Yeah.
This is just from the page I'm reading here. It says, some theorize that it all started in 1913 when Josephus Daniels was appointed Secretary of the Navy by President Woodrow Wilson. As the story goes,
Wilson keeps coming up. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, this he is, does.
Okay,
he
there
does.
We go.
As the story goes, on June 1st, 1914, Secretary Joe issued General Order 99. Order 99 prohibited alcohol aboard naval vessels. From then on, the strongest drink of any kind allowed on naval ships has been coffee. The
Cup of Joe.
The presumably disgruntled and sober sailors weren't happy with the changes, so they started to call coffee a Cup of Joe out of spite.
That's a pretty cool derivation. So 1913.
Yeah.
So before that, because remember that everybody was allowed a cup of grog, remember, on the British vessels?
Mm-hmm.
And people got scurvy because they weren't eating oranges.
Yeah. Lack of vitamins.
I don't think the grog offset the scurvy, but maybe you just didn't care as much.
Yeah.
So a cup of Joe. Well, that's great. Okay, so now we know that. According to the Social Security Administration, who we don't trust at all because they have 6.5 million people listed as over 112, but nevertheless, I digress, the name Joseph was ranked number 6 from 1983 to 1999 behind John, William, James, George, and Charles. In 1910, it moved to number 5. From 1911 to 2005, it was ranked 12 or lower. So apparently Joe has fallen out of favor.
Stock is dropping.
Yeah, what can I tell you? Alrighty, and speaking of non-Joes, Charles I in 1625 became King of England, Scotland, and Ireland, as well as claiming the title King of France. look, if you've got England, Scotland, and Ireland, why not take France? And hence, wars. This is another naval story. In 1794, the United States government established a permanent navy and authorized the building of 6 frigates, which is one of my favorite all-time word, frigate. All right, so from 1794 to 1913, so that's 106, 119 years people could drink on their frigates. So there. I wonder how much enlistment in the Navy went down after 1913. We don't have statistics about that.
Yeah.
Good. In the War of 1812, Alabama, forced under General Andrew Jackson, defeated the Creek at the Battle of Horseshoe Bend. Not our finest hour. The first time, this is pretty interesting, the first time that Yosemite Valley was sighted by Europeans was in 1851.
Okay.
Which is the first time, presumably, it was publicized. Speaking of the Elite 18, or the Elite 8, sorry. So Notre Dame, who wiped out, or didn't wipe out, they had a close game with Northeastern, is going to, and Kentucky wiped everybody out. So it'll be interesting. So we figure it's going to be Notre Dame, at least in Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
In the Final Four?
Notre Dame and Kentucky will play in the Elite 8 on tomorrow. They'll play tomorrow. Yeah.
So they're probably both, well, they don't play each other, though, right?
Yeah, they do play each other.
They do play each other, so only one will make it into the Final Four.
That's right.
So who are we banking on? I think Kentucky, don't you?
Yeah, I would say probably Kentucky. I mean, although Notre Dame's pretty good.
Yeah, well,
They beat Wichita State yesterday, and Kentucky did actually wipe out West Virginia last night. It wasn't
little sister to the poor, I know. Well, we'll have to see. All right. In 1881, there was a riot in Basingstoke in protest against the daily vociferous promotion of teetotalism by the Salvation Army. So this is a day that alcohol did not do well on this day.
Yeah.
See, I think what they should do is on a day where they wipe out alcohol in the Navy, and they, you know, the Salvation Army is sort of trying to get everybody to do away with the rum cake in the gutters, is everybody should have a cup of gin or something. As I mentioned, my building is having, tomorrow is Earth Day, that they are making their own cocktail, which is supposed to be really healthy. It's kiwi and cucumber and gin. I guess gin is natural. Okay. And in 1915, somehow falling into the same category, Typhoid Mary. Now, Typhoid Mary, this is an interesting notion. She was the first healthy carrier of disease ever identified in the United States. And she was put in quarantine where she would remain for the rest of her life.
Mm.
Apparently they figured she had no symptoms but was a carrier.
And let's see, I'm looking her up.
How long she lived?
Well, she lived, she died in November 11th, 1938, so
13 years. No, you're right. 23 years.
Yeah, and she was.
Wow.
She was born in 1869, so that's four. So that would have made her. She was born in September of 1869, so that would have made.
So it's 40. She was 45 when she was identified, and another base. What did we decide? Another 20 some years? Another 23 years?
23 years, yeah.
So she was 68. Why would they keep her in quarantine for the rest of her life? I guess there's no cure for typhoid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, back then, you know, I would think back then, whenever somebody was even like a carrier of any kind of disease, just I think the overall paranoia was at a level.
Yeah, quarantine is quarantine. They were serious about quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the FDA approved. Here's the final note, which should make, you know, I know I did a story this week about the fact that testosterone in males was falling for reasons that nobody really understands. In 1998, the Food and Drug Administration approves Viagra for use as a treatment for impotence, the first pill to be approved for this condition in the United States. What was that? The joke was that with some people bought Viagra, some people bought stock in the company. One of the most successful launches, I think, of any drug. So there's supposedly going to be a new pill for women coming up, although apparently Viagra works on women as well. Vasodilator. All righty, Diane, you'll be next when we come back to talk about whatever it is that's on your mind, what probably has nothing to do with Typhoid Mary, Viagra, or even booze. But we'll find out. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. Yeah. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3756-9. Diane, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. I know if you remember me, but I called you Monday. I was at home eating chicken paprika.
I do. You're 51 and you wanted to talk about happiness.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Well, I want to thank you for your encouragement and your advice. I have had a very enlightening and productive week, and
wow.
I wanted to call and report into you.
Good. Well, give me the specifics.
Well, you said to do at least three things that would make me happy,
give
myself some assignments. So the first thing that I did, just started off minimal, but I did significant yard work.
Good. Okay, good.
And even my son was home with me, and I was cutting the lawn and doing all this stuff, and he came out and asked if I wanted him to do it, and I said no, because I was just taking pride in, you know, getting a good workout, making my home look nice, and just as I was mowing the lawn, I was meditating on our conversation, the one that I had with you. So it was very, very helpful.
Terrific.
And next time, if you
want to, you could ask your son to help, you know, to work alongside you. That might have been fun as well, but got it. Okay, for next time. Great. All right, so you're doing physical labor. You were making your house look better. You were getting some physical exercise. You were being able to do an activity that allowed you to kind of both be physical and yet sort of allow your mind to kind of wander into something that worked for you. Great. Okay, what else?
I did some research after I talked with you, and I bought a book about learning to be, well, a bit more selfish.
Good.
So that I could think about what would make me happy. And this book was written in the context of pursuing a romantic relationship, and I've been involved with the gentleman for about 5 years. And I started reading that book, and I will probably complete it today. I've been devouring it. But he and I have also talked about the prospect of marriage. So just, I believe that by talking with you on Monday, by buying this book, and by really thinking about the ideas I got from talking with you, it allowed me to be more assertive in my conversations with him about, you know, if we do get married, and that was the gist of my question kind of for you on Monday, was like, well, do I need to be married? Is that essential for happiness? It just kind of helped me to clarify, you know, my thoughts and how to find a solution to these mysterious questions I had. So just by reading that book and doing a bit more research, that book was very helpful to me too.
Well, terrific. I mean, it sounds like just a win-win situation all the way around.
Yeah, I think I just needed you to kind of snap me with a rubber band or something and get me moving in the right direction. Maybe I had been a bit stagnant. And also, I went to the dentist, and I was reading about an 11-year-old girl who was playing at a tennis academy in Florida, and the author of this article asked her, what do you like about tennis? And she said, it just feels so good when I hit the ball. And that just profoundly affected me, because I play tennis also, and I know that feeling she's talking about, but that 11-year-old girl making that, you know, innocent comment, that really spoke to me about, you know, it's good to feel good and to hit a good shot and to make the lawn look nice and to, I don't know, I just want to thank you, Dr. Joy, for just letting me voice my concern to you, and you kind of just turned my head a little bit and said, okay, go, it's okay to feel good and to see what you want to do and be active in your life rather than just blown about by the wind.
Well, Diane, I mean, you're just making me smile. You really are, because, first of all, kudos to you, because, you know, you have to be receptive, and clearly you were and you are, number one. Number two, I think you're right that being active in your own life is, in and of itself, is a boost. Number three, I think you've already sorted out, without even having to delineate it, that happiness can be from very small moments. It doesn't have to be winning the lottery. It can be, as you say, cutting the lawn, hitting the tennis ball, taking a warm bath. That you're going to be a lot happier, a lot more frequently, if you can take pleasure in small things. Rather than sort of, which is not to say you can't buy a lottery ticket if you want, But good on you. You're just making me smile. You're warming my heart.
Well, you made me laugh too when you said take a bath, because I actually, after I mowed the lawn, I did take a nice, I have a whirlpool tub, so I took a
Ooh.
Whirlpool bath and I sat in there reading The Far Side. So,
well, good
so that
for you.
Was a nice kooky thing, but I will continue to listen to you and continue to appreciate you and thank you for your service to us.
Well, thank you. You're most welcome. And continue to do things that just appeal to you. And don't be afraid to try things that you're not sure are going to be fun or not sure that you're going to like, because you're going to discover some things that in theory were going to be fun and weren't. And you're also going to discover some things that you didn't think would be all that much fun that turn out to be great. So be willing to be, and now that you've gotten this sense that you can be in control of your own happiness, that you can really choose to do things that make you happy, you're going to get a little bit more confident, you're going to get a little bit more daring, and so you're going to take some more chances, and some of them are going to work out beautifully, and some of them are going to be learning experiences, but both are incredibly valuable.
Yes, ma'am. Perfect.
All righty.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Diane, congratulations. And listen, keeping, especially where you're just beginning this process, even though it sounds like you're doing it just incredibly well, you may want to keep some notes just because they'll remind you. Because sooner or later, everybody has a day that you think, oh, no. And you can think, oh, no, I've taken steps back, and you probably haven't. But just keeping little notes, and they only have to be, as somebody pointed out, sort of one sentence notations of meditating while cutting the grass, or the jacuzzi felt great, or just to remind yourself that, number one, you're in charge, number two, that there are small things you can do, and on those days where you think, oh no, they'll be very comforting to you.
Okay.
Alrighty. Good on you, kid.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Thanks so much for calling back and sharing, because
uh-huh.
You know, it's really nice to hear that you're doing really well, so yay on you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Diane. Well, so how cool is that? You know, that's the question I get asked the most frequently is, well, do you ever hear back from people? And the answer is sometimes, not very often, but it's really lovely when I do, and especially when it worked out so well.
Very cool.
All righty. Wasn't that cool?
Yeah.
Great way to end our week. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GemStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GemStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, advice for life, and the life we're talking about, of course, is your life. Although, you know, every time I'm out in public, someone says, well, I've never called, but I listen. And I think, well, that's great. I mean, I certainly would rather you listen than not listen, but given a choice, I want you to call, right? 855-993-7569. That's kind of what the program sort of works on. It's you guys are the energy of the program, right? I'm kind of I'm the engine. You guys are the gas. Does that make any sense? I think my metaphor is quite often run into trouble sooner or later. But we know why. I love them. It's okay. That one's okay.
Yeah, I think people get the idea.
Okay, good. all righty. So we had some questions from listeners.
Mm-hmm.
All right, should we do one here?
Yeah. This one is from Abe. Abe says, Dr. Joy, what are your thoughts on sadness versus depression, happiness versus pleasure, and reason versus emotion? The differences, and also the differences between friendship versus friendship in a life partnership.
Okay, can we do, because those are, I mean, I think that covers the entire history of the world. So let's do them one at a time. All right, the first difference between sadness and depression. All right, rule of thumb, although as many of you listen to the program know, someone challenged me on this and said, well, that sadness can lead to depression. And I'm saying, yeah, that's true, but they're not the same thing. And the way that I differentiate the two is to say that, first of all, sadness quite often is you can point to something externally that says, this is making me unhappy. I lost my job. My dog is sick. I'm upset about the plane crash. So we can look for something external to our own self and say, this is making me unhappy. Or, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be external to ourselves. We could say, you know, I don't feel well. And that's making me sad. I have a headache. And all right. So, and the sadness can, if it goes on for any length of time, it then does become a little difficult to differentiate it from depression. Depression, almost by definition, has somatic symptoms, body symptoms. So sleep disturbances, weight disturbances, things that generally make you happy, don't, a difficult time concentrating, sometimes suicidal thoughts, emotional lability, a sense of worthlessness. So, and I mean, basically, everybody sooner or later feels at least one or two of those. The question is, number one, how many and for how long? And the notion is that if it goes on for more than a couple of weeks. So, and depression, to a certain extent, you can see how sadness could trigger depression, but they're not the same thing. Sadness, again, as the external situation changes, quite often the sadness will lift. And people will say, as you could hear with Diane, who was really feeling sad earlier in the week, that she wasn't sure how to be happy and that she was waiting for other people to make her happy. And yet you could tell that this was not really a depression and that we gave her very specific things to do, and in fact she felt better. And on the other hand, with depression, if she in fact had been depressed as opposed to sad, it's very likely those things wouldn't have worked, or conversely, she wouldn't have been able to make herself do them. That there tends to be a lethargy, kind of an unwillingness to move. You can't get out of bed. You don't make decisions. And one of the ways of that I have of understanding depression is it's an anger turned inward. And the anger feels so explosive and so destructive and so undermining that the idea is if you got in touch with it, you would just essentially blow up. So you just damp everything down. And with depression, there does seem to be a biochemical change. So the idea of just saying, and you can see why, for example, the argument has been going on in between psychology and psychiatry for basically about 75 years, up until about 5 or 10 years ago. And psychiatrists said that the only way to deal with depression is medication. Psychologists said, no. What you have to do is deal with the underlying cause, the underlying trigger for the depression, and you have to have people aware that, so a cognitive approach, you talk about it. So one said therapy, the other said medication. And of course, psychologists are saying you can't treat the brain like chicken soup and just add a little bit of stuff here. So now what we know conclusively is the two together work much better than either separately. That medication without therapy is not nearly as effective, nor is therapy without medication, but the two combined, and they become even more synergistic if you add exercise. And you can hear just from listening to Diana's call, which was really talking more about sadness, but the idea of actual movement. And I think that's a twofold response. One is that if, in fact, depression means that you're going to be more lethargic, that obviously one of the ways of offsetting lethargy is just movement, but on a psychological level, that you're doing something active as opposed to being passive. Bodies were meant to move. So kind of shorthand way of understanding the difference between sadness and depression. If you're not clear and you're feeling, for example, suicidal or just sad or that this has been going on for a while, go talk to somebody about it, all right? And yeah, there may be an issue of medication. And you can certainly try yourself for a short period of time, say, all right, what if I, as Diane did, make a list of things that would make me happy and just try moving, try doing things, seeking out answers, trying different aspects, trying different ways of behaving. And if you can do that, then you don't have to, then, This is great. You don't have to worry about medication or a therapist, okay? So, all right, that was number one. Number two was the difference between pleasure and happiness. And somebody, I think somebody else asked me that earlier this week. So, but I'll, let me see if I can kind of recap it, because I already went over it in the relatively recent past. And the idea that I think that the person earlier who asked me the question, it was a woman, was saying that happiness is, or that pleasure is short-term, and therefore not as valuable as happiness, which is long-term. And I'm saying that I don't think it has to be either or, that depending on what you do for pleasure, now there are things that you do for pleasure that are going to make you unhappy when you, for example, wake up the next morning with a hangover, or wake up the next morning in bed with a person that you've never seen before in your life, or at least you don't remember seeing before in your life. So the pleasure, the pleasure should not be illegal, immoral, or hurt anybody else, but the idea of taking a warm bubble bath or digging in the dirt, that those are pleasurable activities and may, in fact, if you take a whole bunch of pleasurable activities that are not illegal or immoral or hurt anybody else and string them together, that may constitute happiness. So I think the notion of happiness is it's a more, what's the word I want? Inclusive term, that it includes more than just simple pleasure, that it is a state of mind. And again, in the same way that sadness may be linked to a particular event, that pleasure may be linked to a specific event, whereas happiness is more of an umbrella kind of concept, in the same way that depression on the negative part is more of an umbrella concept. Okay, so, but there's nothing wrong with pleasure, assuming it's not immoral, illegal, or hurting somebody else. And what you have to do is figure out what the price tag is. And if the price tag, essentially, the cost-benefit ratio, if the benefit is huge and the cost is minimal, then, in fact, it may make you happy. Okay? What was the third category? There was one about friendship, but I think that was the fourth one. What was the third?
Let's see. There was reason and emotion. Different.
Okay. And I think that again, that we make we have the notion that these two concepts, that our logic just means internal consistency, but our reason, our thoughtfulness is different and opposite from our emotions. And I'm saying not necessarily that. In fact, if you can link them together, you're going to make the best decisions. If you think only with your head, then something may on paper look, let's use the examples here, may look to make you happy, but it actually doesn't. If you just respond because emotions tend to be less linear, then is that going to make you happy in the long run? Is that a reasonable thing to do? So if you can take the two together and link them, so the overlap between things that you think are sensible and things that you feel are feel good may be the perfect intersection, because they are both you. And you may not be terrifically good at linking them, or you may feel that one has priority. So just ask yourself, if you tend to be primarily emotional, then ask yourself, all right, if I had to explain this to someone, which is your logic, how would I explain it to them? If you tend to be more in your head and think things through, so you have a certain amount of analysis paralysis, what you may want to do is say, how does this feel? What would it do to feel good? And again, we're really looking for the intersection of those two. And if you are one of those people who trust your emotions and not your intellect, then try using your intellect a little bit more so you strengthen that. If you're one of those people who lives mostly in your head and is not very good at emotions, try doing silly things and seeing how that feels. All right, then we'll come back and do the last, which is the issue about friendship and intimate relationships. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, or you can send me an email, or you can send me a question on Facebook, or I think we actually have something on Facebook that says you're allowed to be program director. Tell me about something that you'd like me to talk about, or send me a question. So we try and be as accessible as altogether possible, so that you can feel that this program includes you and is relevant to you. So hopefully we're doing that. All right, so we got a question that asked about sadness versus depression, reason versus versus emotion.
Happiness versus pleasure.
Pleasure versus happiness. And can you refresh exactly what it was, the third one about friendship?
was the differences between friendship versus friendship in a life partnership.
Well, I'm not sure they're terribly different, to be quite honest, in theory. I mean, I think a friend is somebody that you like, that you trust, with whom you have something in common. I think sometimes we call our significant other our best friend, and we really don't mean it. What we mean is we spend a lot of time with them, and sometimes to the exclusion of people, of other people. Asking anybody, whether it's a friend or a significant other, to be all things to us is always a mistake. Any more than somebody asking us to be all things is always a mistake. It's just unrealistic that somebody is going to be our mirror image. And we may not even want them to be our mirror image, because it may be that things about ourselves, we're quite often impatient with things in other people that are our own failings. And we may or may not acknowledge them as our failings, but man, when somebody else pulls them, we're just not happy. So things that we don't like about ourselves and we see in other people, we tend to be very judgmental about, interestingly enough. There used to be the notion that, and there is in some cultures, that what you do is you find your opposite, that the idea is that men and women were separated and they spend their whole life trying to reunite, to become the whole. And so therefore, what you do is you find someone who is exactly your opposite, and then when the two of you come together, you are a complete whole. I think the older we get, the less we tend to subscribe to that theory, that when we're young enough and stupid enough, for example, if we're the life of the party, we want somebody who's a good listener and calm and steady. But at some point, the very things that the opposites and that person that attracted us will irritate the daylights out of us as we become more comfortable with our own sense of self and our own personality. And if you look at people who are very happy, who are sometimes you get very lucky and you find the same person that you can spend the rest of your life with. That is becoming a less and less relevant phenomenon. I mean, it's nice to think about it, but and quite often those people who find themselves taking pleasure and being happy in their relationships are people who have very traditional relationships, so that the rules are very clear and both are very comfortable with the rules. If that isn't who you are and that isn't who your significant other is and that's not what your relationship is, you may find yourself attracted to opposites when you're very young because you're still in the process of assessing who you are and liking or not liking that person and who you are, that person that you are. And as you get older, you tend to pick someone who's much more like you. So, for example, if your first choice of a mate when you're, let's say, 18 or 19 or 20, is somebody who compliments you because they're boisterous where you're quiet. As you get older, what you may find is somebody that's more like you because you're going to, for example, you don't want to be dragged to parties anymore, and you've come to accept that your quietness is perfectly acceptable, is perfectly okay. So you don't need someone to compensate for what, though, at an earlier stage you may have viewed as a liability. And you may or may not view it as an asset, but you're accepting that that's who you are and that's what you like to do, and so be it. So the notion of friendship changes. I'm one of those people who is really very much in favor of friendship going to romance, because I think it's a much smoother and more stable journey than romance to friendship. Because romance almost by definition is the adrenaline and the excitement and the stimulation, and that the problem is that study after study has said just doesn't last very long. So if that's the primary basis of your relationship, once that ebbs a bit, then you're stuck with somebody with whom you have very little in common. If, on the other hand, you pick a friend, and if you think about who your friends are, they're quite often people, especially as a grown-up, who are very much like you, like doing the same kinds of things. That as far as I'm concerned, romance is kind of one of those baby or not. Friendship is almost a checklist of I like them because they have the same sense of humor that I do, or they get me, or we both like potato chips, or we're both couch potatoes. I seem to be into starches today. It's the chocolate deprivation, just have to forgive me. So the idea being that having things in common and then allowing that to blossom into a romance is a much more stable situation than the romance, and then when it abates a bit, trying to figure out what did I see in this person except I love the smell of the back of their neck. I mean, so I'm not sure they're either or, but expecting one person to fulfill all our needs is asking for trouble as far as I'm concerned. So, and I don't know whether the question actually applies to people of the opposite friendships between opposite sexes or same sexes, but I think there can be platonic friendships. But I'm a woman. Women tend to think that. Men tend not to think it as much. Men tend to think that even if it seems to be platonic, that there's always that underlying sexual tension and, gee, I wonder if, and it's only a matter. I think that movies like When Harry Met Sally have contributed to that notion that it's only a matter of time and Tootsie, where that friends, you know, that the guy at some point is going to jump the woman's bones. And she may or may not think that's a great idea. If it's Hollywood, she may. If it's life, maybe not so much. So I'm not sure exactly. That's at least the fourth category, as far as I'm concerned, needs a little more clarification about what you're really asking me. But I do think, first of all, that there can be friendships between men and women. That certainly the most stable basis for a marriage is, or for a long-term relationship, is communality, of having things that you do in common. And that's not even my opinion. There's just study after study after study that says that. Because when all the passion goes away, having things you both enjoy doing, I'm convinced that one of the reasons our grandparents stayed together was because they went dancing. And that's something that they did together. One set of my grandparents played chess every Saturday night and every Sunday of their marriage, as far as I knew it. And that was something that even when they were probably mad at each other, they could sit down at a chessboard and find some communality. That people who go dancing with each other find some communality. So, again, I'm not sure exactly what the question alludes to, so I'm having to take sort of a general whack at it. And if I didn't answer the question significantly or sufficiently enough, give me a call. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.